time once again for Pat Radio on WCRS. 102.1, 98.3, Low Power FM for Columbus, Ohio. The broadcast service is Simply Living. My name is Pat, and every week we do a rundown of local and regional rock and pop music. This time around, we got a special in-studio interview with Billy and Dan from Miranda Sound. So stay tuned for that.
Let's go.
four songs there from Miranda Sound. The last one we just heard is called Take It Where You Can Get It, from their 2006 release entitled Western Reserve. Prior to that, We're Making Amends, the version that you can find on the split with Tierra, DoneWaiting.com, Volume 1. Before that, Virginia Creeper, from their Engaged in Labor album, which goes back to 2002. And from a record that got two releases, their very first entitled, the album is called Baby Inertia, and the tune we heard off of that was called Virgins Go. I am here with Billy and Dan from the Miranda Sound. Why don't you say hello, fellas?
How's it going?
Hello, Pat.
Before we get to the recent news, tell us a little bit about the history of the band and anything that might come to mind from those songs we just heard.
Dan and I have been friends since we went to college together in Bowling Green, Ohio, at BGSU. Both of us, as well as our bass player Sean, ended up moving down to Columbus from BG randomly, and restarted the band after playing a few small shows in Bowling Green. Just Sean and I, actually, and Dan joined the band once he moved here to go to school. You're getting your PhD and master's in philosophy at OSU?
Yeah, I was in philosophy school. I work in the philosophy factory now.
So we restarted the band that we had originally started in BG down here, and put out our first record in 2002 with Neil Schmidt at Workbook. Our second record with him as well, and then the last one we did, Western Reserve, with one of our kind of idols, our least favorite people in music, Jay Robbins, and that was Western Reserve, and that came out 2 years ago.
We're doing this retrospective largely because Miranda Sound are about to release their final album, ironically self-titled. Usually you do that the other way around, right?
Yeah, well, we're just figuring things out, so.
Right.
And, yeah, they are calling it quits this summer. They had one more record in them, and they've recently completed it, and it's going to be, there's going to be a release party for it on Friday, June 20th. Where's that taking place?
Revari Room.
At the Revari Room. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. We were talking about that new record. It wasn't too big of a surprise to me that when we were speaking, you guys said that you knew going into it that it was going to be the final one. And it kind of shaped the entire process in a way.
Definitely, before we started recording it, had an idea that we were going to be breaking up at the end of this summer, and we didn't want to just spend the last year and a half playing old songs. We wanted it to be a creative process and something that we could do for ourselves, as well as, you know, the small pack of people that really do care about us. So we figured we'd force out one more record, and it was a like we were saying earlier, a way different experience for us. In the past, we've kind of went to the studio, really polished, had our songs put together, and we were kind of like a machine going into the studio. And this time, everything was put together on the spot almost, and it was frantic, and it was hectic, and it was stressful. But kind of like how it turned out.
Yeah, another thing that might be relevant as to like why we knew maybe that it was going to be the last one. It's just that, it's, you know, part of the cycle of being in a band, at least to us, is that you create music and then you go on the road and share that music with other people. And that cycle has been sort of ingrained in us for like the last 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, sure.
And then another thing about this band in particular, maybe more than other bands, is that we tend to be pretty transparent with each other about what our own personal plans are, about each other's personal lives. You know, we like each other enough to not sort of maybe hide any of that information from each other, and just to really be sort of in full disclosure about all that. So those two things together made it just so that, yeah, we've got to make another record, and these are our plans, you know, so we can all just sort of be on the same page about that. But it was good to sort of know all that going into it.
We're going to start off with Leave Everyone Behind from the self-titled Miranda Sound record here. And this was one of the songs right away that made me kind of get the feeling that this was a kind of a reflective, kind of a looking back kind of vibe to the record. The centerpiece lyrically, I think, for the song is a speaker who finds a picture of himself from his childhood.
Yeah,
do I get that right?
Yeah. That's actually the last song that we did record for the album. We knew going in that we're trying to get at least 10 or so on there, and we had a bunch of other things that could have went, but we had this old riff lying around and made that the last song. And I needed to make amends lyrically with my father because I've been beating him up for the first couple records. And I think as I've gotten a little bit older in life, I've come to realize that things that happen to you in your life aren't as transparent as you think they are when you're younger and a little more naive about things. And so I wanted to do that. And I also wanted to kind of say thanks. You know, when you leave college and you tell your mom, that you really don't want to pursue your journalism degree, and that you think you're going to move to Columbus and you really want to spend a lot of time being in a rock band, and you've got 30 grand in loans, you know, hanging out. She never said anything more than, I love you, do what you love to do. And so I felt like, you know, I'm 33 years old, and sometimes I worry about, I spend every day worrying that I'm not spending my time here as efficiently and as awesomely as I should be. And in retrospect, I think that being in this band is like the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I have three amazing friends, and I just wanted to personally wrap things up with those last bit of lyrics. And then Dan's has just such a confident outro there. It's just a beautiful piece that he wrote. So.
Thanks, Billy.
Sentences.
Okay, that was Falling Man from Miranda Sound's new record, Miranda Sound. And before that, we heard Leave Everyone Behind. Anything to add about Falling Man before we move on?
This is Dan. I kind of wrote a lot of that song. That song, it's kind of vague on purpose, so that might lead to a little bit of confusion about like what's going on lyrically. But in some way, I guess it's about... I had this girlfriend once who said that she thought that... one of the funniest things in the world was when other people tripped or fell down, and I thought that was a really peculiar thing. Like, it just made her laugh uncontrollably, right? I mean, it's kind of funny. Everybody thinks it's kind of funny, but to say that that's one of your, you know, favorite things to witness...
It'd be more like a guilty pleasure funny.
Yeah, totally, and it should be. But this girl was, like, nuts about it. And I was like, that's weird, and then, you know, of course, thinking maybe a little bit too much about that, what that says about a person and that kind of thing, and... This song is kind of about being mismatched with someone in terms of what you enjoy and what your priorities are. You know, it's not really a judgment about anything. It's just when people are different and have different priorities, it can be a little bit complicated.
And so we're going to move on from people with sadistic senses of humor.
Yeah. Read all my ex-girlfriends. No, just kidding.
Oh, no.
Just kidding, ladies.
To a song about burying press kits. The next one up is called Under Hum and Violent Light. And we were talking while the music was playing about how this song is, about how since you're kind of seeing the end of the road here, a lot of the methodology and madness of promoting a band is kind of just being buried, and you're just going out.
Have fun, yeah. Everybody asks what I say in that chorus, and it is bury the plan, bury the press kit. And when you're trying to travel and you're trying to tour and you're trying to get records distributed and do all the things that a proper indie band tries to do, and sometimes that weighs on you, and sometimes it ruins the process, because really all you really want to do is play shows and be with your friends and make music. And one of the weights lifted knowing that we were making our last record was that we didn't have to worry about going, you know, scheduling a 2-week tour and worrying about the distribution and just going crazy with the business side of things, which is really annoying. I just felt this relief that we could just put this record out for the people that already care about us and for ourselves, and just have a good time and bury the press kit.
Just been an ass up, raring to
Miranda Sound. Billy and Dan from Miranda Sound are my guests this week on Pat Radio on WCRS. We just heard a song called Kaleidoscope from their soon-to-be-released record entitled Miranda Sound. And I picked that one because it sounds like another sort of coming-of-age song as far as looking back over your life, making appraisals of where you are and where you're going, maybe.
Yeah. That's funny because Duffy from the label thinks it sounds adult contemporary, but I'm glad that you found something about, you know.
And we're going to wrestle because he said that word about one of our records.
Totally. No, that song is kind of about, I guess maybe a lot of our songs throughout the records have been sort of about the struggle that just surrounds doing the right thing, whatever that is to someone, and that can vary, but it's just a song. Yeah, about getting older and about how sometimes it seems like it should be obvious that a person should do the right thing.
How about the kaleidoscope idea? Like looking
at
things through a kaleidoscope.
Go for it.
Oh, I you kind of came up with it. It was the whole notion of kind of looking at life through a narrow lens and then taking a step back and no longer use, you know, the kaleidoscope makes everything look pretty through that little lens.
Yes.
I think that's what you're saying to me.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
driving
right.
In the van.
Yeah.
It's a reflection for sure. And the record as a whole is a reflection because we're looking back at not only the music that we've made for a while, but also just the relationships we have with one another and the relationships that we've had with other people, with family throughout it. And I think that's the song and the record as a whole kind of really exposes us. And I think one thing that we've always done, and Dan and I were talking about this, because really all we do is sit around and drink beers and talk about one another. Just kidding. But we were talking about this Friday, and the one thing that we're really proud of is that we've been ridiculously honest with everything we've done. I'm sure we'll look back and say we made production mistakes and did things that we weren't that excited about or things that, you know, we don't love to do anymore musically, but we've always been honest with who we were when we were recording at the time, and I hope that that's what this final piece is too. It's just another piece of honest stuff that we put out.
Yeah, and I like to think that maybe there's a little bit of integrity in having been sort of honest with what you are and what you like to create. You know, you think about your audience, but you also think about the kind of stuff that you want to make, and hopefully we've done that maybe.
We can at least end on a little less reflective note by talking about the fun part of it, the shows.
We're not always as mopey. Usually a barrel of laughs.
Okay, so we got June 20th at the Rivari Room. Who else is on that bill?
Bookmobile and John Chin and 1803. And Dan actually plays keys and sings with John Chin as well. So it's going to be a great night with a lot of friends and a really, really good show. And then we have playing ComFest as well. Saturday at ComFest here in Columbus, the 27th. Wait.
28th.
The 28th would be Saturday. And we're playing at 5:30-ish on the off-ramp stage. So that should be a good time. And then our final show in Columbus is August 15th. Also at the Rivari Room, and our very, very final show for those of you in the Columbus area that would like to road trip with us. The next night we're playing down at the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky, just outside of Cincinnati. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful club. It's an awesome place to play, and we're playing with great friends of ours, Thistle. They asked us to play their CD release with them, so we figured we'd do one more night down there.
All right, sounds great. Plenty of opportunities for folks in Columbus and the greater Ohio, Indianapolis.
Yeah, we're playing some other Midwestern shows, so like MirandaSound.com and SunkenTreasure.org have our dates up.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, guys, and
thank
best
you.
Of luck
thanks
to you.
Thanks for having us, really. Thank
thanks
you.
A lot,
it's
Pat.
Awesome.
She drove me crazy. She loves her eyes. couple walks amongst you, all you tired human beings. He's got all the things a cripple has not, two working arms and legs. And vital parts fall from his system and dissolve in Scottish rain. Vitally, he doesn't miss him, he's too fucked up to care. Is that you?
Frightened Rabbit doing Modern Leper, and they're from Scotland. They're not from Columbus, but they are playing tonight, Wednesday, June 11th, at The Basement. So if you don't have any plans, you might want to run out and check that out. I like that band an awful lot. Before Frightened Rabbit, we heard the Spelling Bees doing Keep It Simple. Got a message from Pierce from the Spelling Bees this week. He wanted me to mention that the band has scored, well, not exactly scored a documentary, but their songs are being used in a documentary about the radio station The End in Cleveland, which was, I guess, a big alternative radio station in the 90s in Cleveland. I don't know. I had moved away from Cleveland by that point, so I'm not really all that familiar. But anyway, I'll have a link on my blog to the MySpace about this movie, which is premiering at the Cleveland Cinematheque on June 14th. And the Spelling Bees are playing a post-premiere show at Peabody's in Cleveland. My Cleveland listeners, check that out. And at the top, we heard Adam Hart. And Adam Hart is from Cleveland, speaking of Cleveland. Adam Hart and the Children of the Light are playing Wednesday, June 11th at 5:30 at Scully's Music Diner with Fantastic, The Crimson Amanda, The Midnight Life, For All We Know, and Before We Forget. So that's an awful lot of bands, a whole night full of music there, so you know, check that out. That's about all I got on tap for Pat Radio this time around. I'm going to leave you with three songs from the archives of live performances. We're going to hear Megan Palmer doing Take You Away, Sarah Asher doing One More Valley, and the Lab Rats doing a karaoke version of Float. Those are programs 94, 96, and 98, respectively, if you want to dig through the archives and find them. Stay tuned to WCRS 102.1, 98.3, Low Power FM, Columbus, Ohio, for Democracy Now!, and I will see you in a week.
moment to a millionth of a minute. Now let's pretend that's the world that you live in. And when you're in it, realize there isn't an end, just another beginning, beginning again. It's infinite. You're swimming through the open sea of endlessness. Epiphanies explode, symphonies of stimulus will flow through the seasons. Life's a breeze if easy does it. Sees the loving you receive, set it free to keep it coming in. Like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like the circuits of your nervous system work, 'cause the wisdom of the universe has given them a purpose to exist. Just sit and listen, hear your inner vision. It's been whispering your mission ever since you've been a kid. Keep your ear to the ground till it's finally found you. You will be astounded by the things that surround you, from the reaches of space back to the place that you're bound to. Come at you face value whenever you're down to just like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. All become heavenly. Just unravel all that silly babble in your head, travel through another lens of perception. Cleanse the reflection until you uncover the clutter. You could never see that every being's another brother. You could never see through the illusion of being human. It's too confusing to see another point of view. It's natural to refuse it, but let's assume that this is a reaction to your habitat. It's always there 'cause it's where you're at. Like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. It's like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. All become heavenly. Now where we are right now is a specific composition of every single decision that we've made in the past. You're paving a path to fade, feel it grabbing your hand, the future awaits, pulling at you fast as it can. It's like you're late, but patiently it's mapping the plan. It's fast paced, the day's like a flash in the pan. You have to sit back, recline like you're in for the ride. Don't try to resist, just swim with the tide. You gotta, like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. Like a feather, free fall forever. Let whatever be whatever together. We all become heavenly. Like a feather, free fall forever.